Who is still colonizing in this day and age? Colonization. We are at it again. Colonization is something I research because as a business and environmental technologist, I need to know a little about a lot of things. Let's set aside the fact that we are all African. Yes, Jules, we are. Go research, or if you're too lazy to do so, here's a 30-second video. My point is every person's ancestors come from the continent of Africa. In short, some left and then returned on ships and did appalling things. History repeats itself, and we are at it again. Colonization was inevitable and done by many nations, but the British were hands down the very best at it. They did this by investing in ships and weapons, using science, implementing manipulative trade practices, and exploiting many things and people. Even drugs were part of their success. Perhaps in another life or on another planet in the multiverse, it would have been the Zulus or Indians. Either way, it was going to happen and it was always going to be messy. Colonization was done for a number of reasons: resources, exploration, ego, and. Colonization involved slavery, armies, and even religion. As long as there have been humans, there has been colonization. It started out more ethically, us having set out simply because of growing hunter-gatherer populations and some nudging from climate change. Then it turned uglier, involving slavery and exploitation. The results of colonization are still with us today, good, bad, and everything in between, but now we are at it again and again with ships. You say, what? I say, yup, we are. We are now progressing into space. Ironically, one of the people who are likely to be the first to succeed at colonizing another planet is a South African of a certain gender and skin color. Tell me now that history does not repeat itself. The fact is, mankind will colonize another planet in my lifetime, and no one is applying their mind to what that means for us all. Here are some questions for you on this subject to get you thinking. Will we do colonization right this time? What rights do we have to use resources from another planet? What happens when a country or company colonizes a planet and takes ownership of it? What will we do when we find life? Will we exploit it or let it be? What about the risk of disease? Will we enforce our beliefs and cultures in space or adopt those we find? It is an interesting time to be alive.